Hello, and thank you again for worshiping with us. We are thankful to serve our God who is not afraid of our emotions, whether those emotions are focused on people, situations, or even God. For God loves us and cares about how we feel. We are so thankful that God desires to hear our honest and heartfelt prayers, and God is faithful to hear and faithful to answer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving Lord, thank you that you hear our prayers and that you are faithful to answer. Thank you that you love us so much that we can be completely honest with you as we are, you lift us up and show us the way. You know the joys and the heartaches, the hopes and the uncertainties of all your people. We ask your touch upon each. We pray this service is pleasing to your sight and hearing. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Sally will now play an instrumental reminding us of the beauty and majesty of God's creation. Our scripture lesson is Psalms 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've been partial to the Psalms for many years because of the uncensored recording of humanity's relationship with God. The Psalms range from individual encounters with God to the gathering of the community as it praises God in celebration, in laments, and petitions God in times of struggle. There is no holding back in the expression of praise, and there is no attempt at false piety in regards to one's feelings about God or other people in times of struggle. God and the psalmist have honest, heart-to-heart discussions. Psalm 13 records a person who appears to be running the gamut of emotions. This person is facing a dismal situation, and they have done so for an extended period of time. The psalmist cries out in anguish that God has allowed the bad times to continue so long. They cry out, "How long, O Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God." Can you hear the psalmist's frustration and even desperation? How long am I going to be forced to endure this? Have we not been there? Many times, even positive conclusions to our struggles are slow in coming. And there are times when our struggles are so overwhelming that to say their resolution is impossible would be an improvement. Such times can easily throw us into depression, whereby the negative effects of our struggle are multiplied by staggering degrees. Even one's confidence in God can be shaken. Martin Luther, founder and driving force of the Protestant Reformation, was prone to have severe bouts of depression. During one such time, Luther's wife came to his study dressed in mourner's black. And she said, "God is dead." To which Luther emphatically responded, "God lives." To which Luther's wife responded, "If you believe God is living, act like it. Live like it." I believe the psalmist cried out to God because even in the midst of frustration with God because of the extended struggle, they knew that God lives and God reigns. This person was confident enough in their relationship with God to be completely honest. If God is whom the Bible portrays, if God loves us, if God really is our Heavenly Father, we can trust God's faithfulness even in the midst of the most trying circumstances. If God is our Heavenly Father, we can be completely honest with God. Because of this confidence, the same prayer that has voiced disappointment and frustration, the psalmist petitions God to intervene. The dynamics of Psalm 13 are enlightening and liberating. The psalmist has not been pleased with God, but that did not shake their knowledge that God is still the answer. They have not been pleased with God, but that did not shake their faith that God is present. God would make the choice when to act. God would make the choice how to act. God would make the choice if to act. The prayer continues in verses 3 and 4. "Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall." And the psalmist expressed the situation as they saw it. This person spelled out their condition in definite terms. The prayer says basically, look, God, if you do not intervene in my crisis, my enemy will have one huge celebration because this situation is far too big for me. I know you can give me the power to overcome this thing if you choose to. When we pray, do we spell out things before God as we understand them? Do we express to God our truest emotions? Do we express to God where we really are? Or do we engage in a perhaps well-meaning but false piety and go through the motions of prayer without ever really communicating with God? The more honest we can be with our Heavenly Father, the stronger our relationship is. In six short verses, the psalmist has expressed the gamut of emotion. Verses 1 and 2, they're in a deep depression. Verses 3 and 4, they are in desperation. Verses 5 and 6 finally return to confidence and praise. In verses 5 and 6, the psalmist proclaimed, now remember, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist has expressed they are not pleased with God's timing. They are not pleased with how God has failed to act. They are not pleased, and they are in such a place that even in verses 3 and 4, they say, God, you know, they're saying, God, if you don't hurry up, my enemy's going to defeat me. And they're going to rejoice over me. And then they come to verses 5 and 6 and they proclaim, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Again, did you notice the flow of Psalm 13? The prayer moved from how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? To I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. The psalmist does not appear to have been removed from the situation. They appear to have defeated their plight by rising above it. I have read that when other birds attack a hawk, that the hawk doesn't make a counterattack. The hawk instead soars higher and in ever-widening circles until the attackers are forced to retreat. I wish I could say that the faithful Christian never experiences harsh and unfair difficulties. We all know better. What I can assert with no reservation is that we have a choice in how we deal with life. We can feel sorry for ourselves. We can concentrate on all of the ways life has been unfair, all of which may be absolutely true. That is the easiest thing to do. And it can be very tempting. on the other hand. We can soar above the difficulties. We can soar above the harsh blows through trusting in the strength and power of God active in us and through us and for us. When we deal with life through our own strength and wisdom, we are easily overwhelmed. But remember the declaration of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I'm striving to be more like the psalmist and the prophet. I'm striving to be more and more honest, perhaps. The word frank would be a better term when I pray. And then trust that God will answer in my best interest in God's time. Perhaps you've heard of Hudson Taylor on his way to China to be a missionary. He was a missionary in the days when transocean travel was by sailing ships. By necessity, Taylor's ship was forced to travel very close to the shores of a cannibal inhabited island. Suddenly, the wind died, and the ship began to drift toward the island. The cannibals gathered on the beach in eager anticipation. The captain, in much distress, came to Taylor and asked him to pray for God's help. And Taylor responded, "I will, provided you set your sails to catch the breeze." To which the captain refused, saying that he would not be a laughingstock raising sails in a dead calm. Taylor therefore refused to pray. As they were drifting closer and closer to the island, less than 100 yards, the captain reluctantly consented. Later, the captain came to Taylor's room and asked if Taylor was still praying, which Taylor was. And the captain responded, "Well, you'd better stop. We have more wind now than we can manage." Let us go to God in our prayers in the trust that even when our emotions are at their lowest, we can soar above because God hears our prayers, and in God's time and in God's way, in our best interest, God answers our prayers. Let us go to God in our prayers and trust that regardless of how desperate we may feel in a given moment, God always sends more than enough wind. By the way, in the Bible, wind and spirit are the same word. God always sends more than enough wind in answer to the prayers of God's people. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord,
know each person who has heard this message. And therefore, you know the issues of their life. Lord, as a nation, we have journeyed through and continue to journey through a long struggle. Yet, Lord, we are reminded that life still goes on and persons are still dealing with perhaps illnesses that have lasted for a long time, perhaps relationship struggles that have lasted for a long time, perhaps financial struggles that have lasted for a long time. Gracious Lord, you know what those struggles are for each individual. And I would just pray that as each individual is praying with you right now, that if you do not choose to deliver them from their plight, that you give them the strength and the courage and the power of your Holy Spirit to rise above their plight. And Lord, if we have failed to be honest with you in our prayers, forgive us. Forgive us for not trusting you enough to be honest with you. And Lord, when we're honest with you, we do pray that we are honest in our emotions, but that like the psalmist, we will have the confidence to express our emotions in their real effect. But we will trust you to intervene in the way you see fit, so that even in the struggle, we will sing praises to you, for you have been good to us. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.